We're doing Sefer Maasiyot. We're in the middle of the story about the two people who knew they were going to travel for a while. And so they went to one pious person, one chassid, and they left their grain with him. And that year was a blessed year with much rain, and everything was damp. And so this pious person was worried that the grain would go bad. It would all get moldy. There's a lot of dampness in the air. It's raining all the time. So what he did was he planted their grain, and God blessed that grain. And when they harvested it, so there was much, much, much more grain than he had planted. Now, after a number of years, the people came back to the city, and they said, let's go. One of the buddies said to his friend, let's go ask for our grain. And the other one said, you know, it's been so many years, by now our grain is for sure rotted. So his friend said, you're right, okay. So they waited a while and they didn't say anything. And one day, one of them passed next to that pious person, and he asked him, hey, by the way, whatever happened to that pile of grain? So the guy said, well, I planted it and I harvested it, and go get your buddy and bring a bunch of cattle with you, because you have a lot of grain to take back with you. So they went and they took their grain and they blessed that pious person. They said, about people like you, the verse says, Yisrael asher becha et pa'ar, Israel who I take glory in. That's the blessing they gave him. And this story is quoted in the Jerusalem Talmud on Masechet Demai. And we have to think for a minute. What's the story telling us? So, I'm always wondering when we read works whether I should add my two cents. But I guess I will. Let's think for a minute. One of the challenges from the beginning of time, what was the first sin on planet Earth? What was the first sin on planet Earth? No. 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 No, before that.
Oh, the trees didn't taste like the fruit.
God said the earth should produce fruit-bearing trees, that the tree tastes like the fruit. So what did the earth do? It produced one tree, the citron, the esrog, where the tree tastes like the fruit. And with the rest of the trees, it made trees that we cannot eat the bark, that the tree does not taste like the fruit. So what did the earth do? What was the first sin? That it did the minimum. Meaning God asked for one thing. It said, okay, if I do that once, that's good enough. And to my mind, that's one of the challenges. It's one of the great challenges of life. When do we do the minimum? When do we do the maximum? What type of people are we? And I think that over here, that verse, Yisrael asher becha et pa'ar, Israel who I take glory in. What's the glory? That this pious person didn't just say, well, they asked me to watch it, so if I watch it, I did what I had to do. He thought beyond that. And that's in that you can take glory. And someone who thinks and figures out how to do things in the best possible way. And in a sense, that's the fixing of the first sin on earth, the sin of the earth, to do the minimum. The next story is about...
So we're saying he gave them all the produce from that sounds extremely generous and going beyond anything that the Shomer would be required to do.
Right, it's and doing beyond the call of duty. It's the spirit of the law.
Who's worried that something will rot is generally recommended to sell it, keep the money, and then give them the money at the end.
Right, that's why we say he was a chassid. Right. That's why it doesn't say Israel who did what's right. It said Israel in whom I can take glory.
I don't think I'm, like, after putting all that effort into planning, I don't think I'm doing everything.
Okay. this is food for thought. We're not saying we're on that level. We're saying it's something for us to think about. There was once a wealthy man who had 10 sons. And he promised that when he's on his deathbed, he will give each son 100 dinars. Now, as time passed, he lost his wealth. And it reached a point where all he had left was 950 dinars. And he's on his deathbed and he calls in each son and gives them each 100 dinars. And now he's left with the last small son. And he has only 50 dinars to give him. So he calls in the youngster and we'll pick up here, Bezalel Hashem, next time.